This sheet is dedicated Le'il Nishmas Uvi Moiri Yixil Yehida Ben Tzvi Ve'imi Marusi Laya Bashmil Tahay Nishmusam Tziriru B'tzroi Hachayim.
One of the last time, are the sign of love. A sign of affection of love to the rare, friendless, amulet to remember the loved person. That's what it used to be. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to where it says, so he asked, how many children, the Amorei Alma, the throne of the master of the world, Mark C. Lewis written in this, children? Amalei said, just like we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem Echod, that's an Arab children. So now, according to God of his children, it takes also that Am Yisrael is one nation in the world. Which means Am Yisrael is devoted with all its heart only to one purpose, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world only for one purpose, to Am Yisrael. Only Mishtabe Yachkun Shebrihu, Yishvachayu the Yisrael, the Zakhadish Baruch Hu, take praise in the praise of Yisrael, it means the Zakhadish Baruch Hu considers a greatness of his that there is a nation Yisrael, Zakhadish Baruch Hu, the creator of the universe, and the Yisrael is just a speck in the universe. So can Zakhadish Baruch Hu find glory and the fact that he has a nation of Israel, and yes, it's a very difficult concept, but that's the truth of the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is proud of his people, and he made the world only for them. You see, as Hashem Hamalto Hayoim, you have made Hashem uppermost today, but Hashem Hamirfo Hayoim, he made you uppermost today. Because you made him uppermost, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of gratitude for what you did, is going to make you uppermost. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appreciates the honor that Yisrael gives him. I explain. Om Aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Atem HaSiyisuni Chativa HaChasdor. You made me one beloved object in the world. Chativa means a beloved object, a desired object in the world. So you say Hashem Echad all the time, which means that nothing in the world, even life, is to you less than the love of Hashem. Because you see that our fathers gave their lives always for the love of Hashem. If that's the case, I'll make you one beloved object in the world. I explain. Atem asi suni hativa hazbeo b'shemem hashma Yisrael. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's what Yisrael is saying all the time. Even when the adult died, they say that they're the last word. Ani Eses Chel Chativa Echadu Shema Omi Kam Chol Yisrael Zoy Echad Doare. Now this is a fundamental principle of the Torah. It's the second principle. The first principle is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Bera Yoman Higesoylov. And the second principle is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose was for a chosen nation that would come forth and serve him. That's the Am Yisrael. So the love of the Am Yisrael is the second most important principle in the Torah. Omar le'Rabache b'Reidi Rove le'Rabashi. That's good, that's right, the hard basis. And one bias of Hashem's children, we have Shema Nikam Chol Yisrael Goy Chazoy. But they have to have four parshas in the Tzilul Shalvesh. The Shah Bortim I, and the other Bortim of the Shalvesh was written, Amar Yisrael said, Kimi Goy Godel, it's a Pasuk in Tzilul, another Pasuk of Mi Goy Godel, twice it's written, who is the great nation of the Am Yisrael, Ashrecha Yisrael, Micho Mecho, and also, Haniso Elikim, Lovo Lekachas Lagoy Mekel Goy, or the Sikra Elliot. These five, and Nikan for Yisrael at six. Why the Gemara Hakir saw the fish who threw a bottle? The too many bottles? Only need 4 parshas. And so on. And therefore you cannot have 6. Elohim I say, Ki me goy god. For me goy god of these two, the Damian Lahadod, they are similar to each other. The Chad Beisah. Ashrecha Yisrael, Unikam for Yisrael is the Chad Beisah. Or Anisa the king, the Chad Beisah. Or the Chief Elohim, the Chad Beisah. Then they have 4 bodies. And what about Tilman Shalyah? The Kulehu, Kibu, the Edroi. All of them written, the Zroya, on the iron. And on the iron, there are 1 bias, and all these parishes are written in 1 bias in the Shalyah. Omar Rabin, Bara Rabin, Omar Rabin, Yitzhak. Kulehu, the Lord of the Shakness. Somebody has a custom to come to Beis HaKnesses, it means he worked himself up and he gained the practice, the routine, a very good thing to gain, of coming to the Shemesh Tavar Beis HaKnesses. It's a madrega that he achieved. The Lord bore your mechad, one day he didn't come, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashiel, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes inquiries about him to know if it's something that's beyond his control, or is it a backsliding on it? Because when a person gains a certain madrega, he is obligated to hold on to it. It's like a gift from Hashem when you gain a certain degree of achievement. And if you start backsliding, it's like you have a gift and you're not using it. Shenema, mi bochem yerei Hashem, who among you? He is Hashem, shomeya b'kel avdo. Will listen to the voice of his servant. Now this is not a pshat of the pasuk. First I'll tell you the pshat of the pasuk. Yeshaya Novi is saying how much he is offering, how much he is suffering for the role of being a Novi. He was being blamed, accused, insulted for being a Novi. And so he says, despite everything, who among you who fears Hashem and listens to the voice of the servant Hashem, that's the Navi. Asher holach Hashem ein regal, the Navi went into darkness, has no light, but he's being persecuted by everyone because of what he's saying. Now, this is a drash of solidarity. Who among you who fears Hashem, shomei abikel avdei. Now, avdei means those who were serving Hashem up till now. Asher holach Hashem, and he went into darkness. This man who was serving Hashem until now, suddenly today, he disappeared, he went into darkness. He stopped coming today. Vein regalo, and there is no light for him, I explain. In Rizvah Mitzvah holach regalo. If he left the Beis HaKnesses today, because of Rizvah Mitzvah, that's why he couldn't come, regalo. There'll be a life for him. The end with Bahor Shuz Holah. But if you left for something, it's not a mitzvah. The truth is something that's permissible, not a mitzvah. A Nergala, there won't be a light for him. It means this light that a person gains by another higher degree that he achieved in his life's practices, so this light is going lost from him if he even resists one day. It's considered like throwing away a light that is given to him. Yiftach b'shem Hashem. He should trust in the name of Hashem. It means people shouldn't be afraid too much for Kalmoser. They should continue their practice of going to Beis HaKnesses, and they should trust that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them. My time is, what's the reason? Mishum Gehava Le'Yiftach b'shem Hashem. He should have trust in the name of Hashem, but because I didn't trust. So therefore, that's the reason that people usually are absent, because they feel that the necessities of their parnasa require that he should go away. This man, however, if he steps down from his madrega that he achieved, he's going stepping down into darkness, because he should have trusted more in Hashem. Say that. Omar Rabbi Yehemen, Yishor, Shea Kodim, Baruch Hu, Gogo Bajak Neser, when the Shemeh comes to the Beis HaKnesses, the Gemara says later, a place where a minyan gathers, the Shekhinah comes first. The regular place where the minyan gathers, the Shekhinah comes first. When it comes to Beis HaKnesses, who are more to go outside, but he doesn't find a minyan, Miyad who prayers he becomes displeased. Shenema madua bosi the Einish. Why is it that I came and there's no man here? Koroshi, I called out, and then no one answers. Hashem is calling that people should come to Beis HaKnesses. And therefore, he expects people to answer to his summons. Omer Rabbi Cholba, Omer Abuna. If somebody sets a regular place for his tefillah, he always davens in the same place. Not only in the same Beis HaKnesses, but in the same place in the Beis HaKnesses. Elokei Avraham be'ezrei. Elokei Avraham will be his aid. Ukeshemesh. And when Eltani will die at the end of his life, and the Lord will say about him, Eichosi, the last for this when people concentrate on the career of davening, not that it's good because they have to discharge an obligation and haphazardly, but it's an ideal and a career, and therefore he chooses a place that's his Beis HaMikdash. His little corner, his seat, is his Beis HaMikdash, and it's associated with all the thoughts that he invested in his feelings. That's why it's important to be in the same place, that all the memories that you invested in your tefillah comes back to you without in the same place. Now, when a person invests his life in tefillah, he's going to become great. He'll become great in Midas Tevis, and he'll be known as a chosid, as an honor, underneath somebody who is aware of our Kodesh Baruch Hu at all times, there is an honor, and therefore, when he leaves this world, he'll leave with a very great name. Because tefillah can make a man great. However, it has to be a career. That's why he's purveyor mokem with philosophy. And he's a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu did that. Avraham Avinu's life was devoted to tefillah. Praying the Gemara of Avraham Avinu, Menorah, how do I know they called our mokem that he picked the place for his tefillah? Just see, read the passage. Vayash ken Avraham ba'beka, elam mokem asher omad sham. He rose in the morning to pray for Sidoyim, in the place we had prayed yesterday. So you see, Avraham had a mokim kavua where he was installed. The Ein Amido Ela Tila. It says in the place where he stood, it means he stood in Tila. Amido means standing in Tila. Shemena Vayam El Tilchas Vayetal. Tilchas arose and he did Tila. And therefore, Avraham Avinu arose to the place where he did tefillah this morning, where he was installed yesterday. So we see that it was makpid to be installed always in the same spot there. Omer Rabbi Chalva, Omer Avinu, Hayeshin Beis HaKnesses. When he leaves the Beis HaKnesses, Al Yafsia Psia Gas, he shouldn't walk big steps. He shouldn't walk hastily. It means not only should a person feel reluctant to leave the Beis HaKnesses, and that's necessary because that's the place of his success, of his achievement, that's why he's created for the purpose of coming to the Beis HaKnesses. That's his life. But not only that, but he should demonstrate his reluctance. So everybody should see how unhappy he is that he has to go away. Omar Abaye, we are Moran, we only said that, it's a matter of going away from Beis HaKnesses. When it comes to coming into the Beis HaKnesses, it's a mitzvah to hasten. It all happens like roots. It's a mitzvah, right, so now we have to solve it. It's important to demonstrate that you are eager to come to Beis HaKnesses and you are reluctant to leave. And we have to know that this is the principle of hachitzenius mereres es apnimius. The outward acts bestir a man's inward emotions. So when a person is happy to leave the Beis HaKnesses, but he shouldn't show it. And if he acts reluctant, in the course of time, he'll feel reluctant to leave. When a person is reluctant to come to Beis HaKnesses, But he hurries, he doesn't drag his feet, he goes with alacrity, and in the course of time, it will awaken in him eagerness to come. That's a delicate general. If people do things with a Pisanius, it causes the Pisanius to respond. Shinema, kneel therefore, let us pursue Lada, says Hashem. Now it says, Nadio, kneel the Lada, says Hashem. Let's know, and let's pursue Lada, says Hashem. We see Tfilah is called Das Hashem, and Das means awareness of Hashem. By speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like you speak to someone, you come gradually to feel more and more the presence of Hashem, and that true knowledge of Hashem's presence is called Das. That's the difference between Das and Chokhmah. Chokhmah is anybody who knows as a Berei, as a Chokhmah. But Das means to become aware of that. It should be a sensory perception, and therefore tefillah helps. When a person in this follows is born of Atah and is you, he's always saying you and you and you, so he feels like he's talking to somebody. Therefore he says, Nadal, let us know, let us gain Das, kneel therefore, and let us pursue Lo Das as Hashem. It means to come to tefillah with eagerness. Omer Rabbi Zera Meiresh, at the beginning, when I saw the Talmidei Chachamim, the Korohati, the Pirkei B'Shabbat, they are running to the Drosha of Shabbat, Pirkei the Shia, that used to say on Shabbat. Amina said, Komechal Rabbah B'Shabbat, the Mechal of Shabbat. It is not right to run on Shabbat. Shabbat, Hiluchok Tehei B'Nachas. Your walking has to be gentle on Shabbat, to show that you're not going to any special business on Shabbos. It's a day of rest. So I thought of a Hallel Shabbos. It's an extreme expression, a Hallel Shabbos. That's what he called it, Hillel Shabbos, to run on Shabbos. And even though they're running to hear the Rosh, he considered it wrong. When I heard from the talk of Yeshua and Levi, that Lo'elom Yolus, saw the Midbar Halacha, a man should always run when it's a matter of hearing a halacha. The Drosh gives you the Bar Mitzvah. I feel of the Shabbos, and even on Shabbos, a man should hasten for a mitzvah, because to run for a mitzvah, that's the covet of Shabbos. What's the purpose of Shabbos? To make people aware of Vedas Hashem, that's a Yom Hashem. And if people run for a mitzvah on Shabbos, that shows they understand the lesson of Shabbos. Shinema, Achei Hashem Yehilku, Ki Arye Yishai. You go like a lion that roars. A lion, when he's hungry, he roars. So they're hungry for Avedis Hashem. Therefore, Shabbos, this hunger should also be apparent. So therefore, when I heard that, Arnon Nami Rahim, I also began running to the Drosh on Shabbos. Say that. Omar the reward. The reward of coming to the Drosha, Vihato, is the running. Now he's telling us that although we go to hear Divrei Torah, but you must know there is one element that people don't realize that may be the biggest reward. The fact that you run to it is more important than anything else. The eagerness for Torah is even more important than the success in Torah. Because eagerness means a person's attitude. And the attitude is what counts. If a person is successful in learning, but he doesn't appreciate it, he is less than a man who is not so successful, but the one who loves learning. Omar Abaye Age the Kalit, the reward of Kalit, Kalit time when they all come together, tens of thousands of people to learn. And in our Rabbi's time, when Abaye was a Talmud or other, used to come 12,000 people 2 months in the year. So duchike, it's a discomfort. People say it's so uncomfortable here. Learning is important at the college, but the discomfort. You know, the discomfort is the main product that you gain. The fact that it's so crowded together, no place to stand even, and they're squashed together, that's the reward of coming to the college. When people are willing to undergo discomfort for the sake of Torah, that itself is the biggest reward of all. The reward of learning Israel. It means you might think to know the halakha is most important. Well, this is no. It's the development of the mind. If you get a Torah attitude, you learn the Torah way of thinking, the Torah svara, that's the reward of learning. Omar al-Popi, Agir the Beitanya. What's the reward of a place of bones? I mean, the cemetery? Beitanya is a place of bones. What's the reward of going to the cemetery? Shtikus, where people are silent. You might think, yeah, big mitzvah is going there. Well, I'll admit, main thing is people don't talk there. And if you don't talk, it's such a big achievement that that's the main purpose of coming here. And when people don't talk, it means they're humble, they see that life is short, and therefore they keep their mouths closed. And that's a very big achievement. A person that comes humble, they keep his mouth closed. On a malzufa aga, the tanis it's impossible. The reward of the tanis it's doctor. People pass the whole day. And they give it to Dukkha at that time, so they think, Dukkha, I got Dukkha. No, that's most important, more important than the day of fasting, is whatever is Dukkha they gave. So he dropped the quarter in the Pushka. On the fast day, that's the big achievement of the fast day. Omar Avshashis, Agir the Hespeda, the reward of the Hesper is raising the voice. It means when people come together and they have to mourn to somebody who passed away, and so they think, they hear the Torah at the Hesped, they hear Maspidim, they speak holy Noim and Roshes, but the main thing is when they raise their voices and weep. To raise their voices and weep, that's the biggest achievement. And everything is done there is for the purpose of causing people to weep. So you see, weeping out of sympathy for their mess is the most important achievement, even though other things are accomplished there. The Torah said there, and people hear Musa, and they urge to follow in the ways of the Nifta. Still, the ones who raise their voice and weep are the ones who achieve most. Omar Abashi, Age de Behirube, the reward of going to a wedding is mila words. They go to a wedding, and even some people are giving gifts, and some people are dancing, and doing all kinds of things to the Mesameh Chasen Kaveh. You say a few kind words to the chasen. What a beautiful color you're getting. Or the kakele color. What a wonderful chasen you're getting. That's a great reward. Say that. Included in the last statement, if somebody is standing at the table where everybody puts down their gifts, golden vessels and silver vessels, but he doesn't put anything down. But as the chasen color is standing there, he explains to them how valuable this golden vessel is. It's genuine gold, or this silverware is genuine silver. He explains that to the chasen kaveh, it makes them happy. So these words are more important than the gift. Sometimes you see the people who see the gift don't appreciate that. To make them happy with the gift, it's also a big achievement. Omar Avunen, Olam Iskalel, Acher Beis HaKnesses Mikra Rosh. The man down is behind the Beis HaKnesses. He doesn't want to go inside, it's called the Rasha. It shows that he's not together with the Tzibor. He's a separatist. And people have to be together in Avedas Hashem. And it's so serious that it's called the Rasha. Shenema, Sobi, the Shoyim is around the Shoyim walk. This man is Mispalel. Not man that doesn't doubt him. But the fact that he's Mispalel separately makes him consider the Rasha. The person has to be together with the Tzibo. Omer Abai Lo Amor, we didn't say that, Ela Delo Mehada Ape Le Beit Mishna. He doesn't turn his face toward the Beis HaKnesses. At least he faces the Beis HaKnesses. Faces learns in the same direction that they are facing. Let's say they're facing here. He stands over the outside. He's also facing toward the Beis HaKnesses. So all facing in one direction. So therefore that shows a certain harmony that is unified with the Beis HaKnesses. Avo mehada ape le Beis HaKnesses. But if he does turn around his face to Beis HaKnesses, that's what we have nothing against him. Only the man stands with his back to the Beis HaKnesses. That shows that he is not interested in that. But he stands outside and faces the Beis HaKnesses in the same direction that they're facing, as they're facing here, to Mizrah. And he stands outside and also faces to Mizrah. So so then it's not considered Acher Beisachnes. Ahud Galer was a man who called Masli, was standing for an Esther, Acher Beisachnes. Although Mahadar Acher Beisachnes, and did not turn his face around toward the Beisachnes. Chola Eliyahu, Eliyahu passed by. There's another gift on the side, Ahutaya. An Arab passed by, Ishmael. Chazer, he saw him. Now, according to the gifts of Eliyahu, Idam Eliketaya. He appeared to him like an Arab. Omar said, this Arab, or this seeming Arab, said to this man, Tidu, Ba, Timeless, Tame Mora, Tidu Ma, it translates like two Rishuyas, like two different gods. You stand before your master, and they're praying in this direction, and you're praying the opposite direction. That's one shot. Kidu ba. Like this, like do these two, and ba means masters, or two deities. Like two deities. You stand before your master, Sholav stopped, they drew his sword, the carpet, and he slew him. So you see, that's an important attitude for people to be united with the Tzibor in that tefillah. Omar lei ahume rabbonon, he said to Rabbi Barabaya. Omar the son of Say Rabbi, said to Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak. My, what's meant by the pasuk? Kerum zulus v'nei adam. It's a clear pasuk. Kerum zulus v'nei adam. Rum means elevated, and zulus means lowered or deprecated to people. What's that mean? Elevated and deprecated. On Isaiah said, Eilu dvarim shem dimerum mishalodim. These are the things that stand on the height of the world. Most elevated thing is davening. Davening, Torah, and Tefillah. The Tefillah stands on the height of the world. Ubnei Odom is also their people are careless with it. They deprecate Tefillah. You don't understand the value of Tefillah. And therefore, kerum, just as the elevated things, zulus, are not appreciated, then they are them. So when people come to them, they have to know they're doing the things that are most important in the world. There's nothing more important in their lives than filler. Unless Torah. Torah and filler are the most important functions of a person's life. First say that. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Bozo, the only Talmud, they both said another parash in this passage. The word krum, the way they interpret it, is a certain bird whose plumage changes colors constantly. Certain birds whose feathers, their plumage change colors constantly. When the light shines, various colors. It's a Cuban shinit story called in Labrias, when a man needs help from people, or he accepts gifts from people, Hornov Mishtan is the krum. His face changes like a krum. Now, one way of learning this is a man loses his self-respect. He's embarrassed. Well, since he had another parish. Shinema, krum zulis v'lei odom. Krum means that bird whose plumage changes zulis. And he is cheapened in the eyes of people. People that accept gifts from others are cheapened in the eyes of people. Pregnamai krum, ki oser abdimi oma, ok echad yesh bekake yalyom, there's a bird in the cities overseas, Ukrum Shma. Kivin Shechama Zerachas, when the sun shines on it, Mishapech Lekama Gavonim. It changes many colors. Its plumage changes in color. Color cells in the feathers that change according to the motions of the bird, or sometimes even the emotions of the bird. In anger, it changes the colors too. Or sometimes the bird stands in the slant of the sun rays, different colors. Now, it means this. When a man has his own opinions, so he doesn't change colors. But the man accepts the gifts, so his opinions vary according to the amount of the gifts he receives from people, and from the kind of people who give him the gifts. So he receives gifts from certain kinds of people, so he changes colors according to them. So he doesn't have any strong opinion, and he is swayed by what people want him to do or to say. Say that. When I first arrived on this, I was talking tough to the people. I came fresh from Slobodka. The member that approached me with this man that comes out. He said, you have to change colors according to your people, he said. I didn't listen to him. When a man needs help from people, his as if he's being judged with two kinds of suffering, aish or mine, fire and water. Shenema, you made a man ride upon our heads, now we come into fire and water. Now this means to say, a man should always be mispalel, but I thought it was a given paunosa. It's important for a person, first of all, to have paunosa and to be mispalel for it, because once he needs help from people, then he becomes a slave to other people. He has no freedom of his own opinion, said that. So we see here that these are Ma'amorim from the same Mount Yoma. That's why they're all collected in one place. It shouldn't be forgotten. A man should always be careful with Mincha. You might think Mincha is just thrown in for good measure. The Shachris is the main thing. He says, no, be careful with Mincha. And that great demonstration that he made against the Nevi Abal, it took place at Mincha. Shenema, Vahi Ba'alis HaMincha. Now, Ba'alis HaMincha doesn't mean when they offered up the Mincha. At that time they didn't offer the call Mincha, because that wasn't in Jerusalem. The Mincha was in Jerusalem. But everywhere else, in all Eretz Yisrael, they knew the time when they were makir the call Mincha, meaning the Tonit, Shalbein HaAlbayim, in the Beis HaMikdash. And at that time, they were misfollowed. They're all of Eretz Yisrael, Mincha. And at that time, they were always answered. So we see, Mincha is an opportunity also for great achievement, if you utilize it properly. By Yigash Eliyahu Hanavi, by Yemen, he said, Haneini Hashem Haneini. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him at that time. Now, he explains why he said twice. Haneini Sheteret Eish Min HaShemayim. First of all, a fire should come down and consume my korbanos, and aneini shelo yemru ma'asek shofimeh. People shouldn't say it's just a trick of magic. So it's not enough for the nest to happen. We also need that the nest should be believed and appreciated. So he asked, he was installed a second time, that the people shouldn't say it was a trick of kishu. Rabbi Yehonah of the Philus Alves. Also, Ma'ir is an important opportunity to achieve. Shenema, Tikkun Tfilosik Teres Lepanecha, let my tefillah be established like Teres before you. Ma'asas Kabi, raising up of my hands in tefillah, Minchas El, the offering of the evening. So it means Ma'ir is also a great opportunity. You might say, you might think only these times the Shachris. It's not so important. It's Afilah Shachris. You might think it's just a routine Shachris. He said, no, Shachris is a great opportunity. Shenema, Hashem Berka Tishma Keli. In the morning, you will listen to my voice. Berka Erocho. In the morning, I will lay out before you all my requests, the Avsate, and I hope to you. So we see, every tefillah is a great opportunity that should be utilized. See that?
Omer Rav Chalbo, Omer Rav Hune, Kol Anehene Mesugas Chosen Leina Mesachet. Anyone who gets some benefit from the Suda made by a Chosen is a Tenta Chasene Suda. Leina Mesachet, but it doesn't cause sympathy to the Chosen. Oive Vechamisha Kodesh. He transgresses the five Kodesh. Rashi says it means that he negates the importance of the five kelis. It's not a law, not a command, but it shows that it's mezalzel. He disrespects the five kelis. What are the five kelis? Shenema, koil sosoi, Kekel Simcha. Soset is one kind of rejoicing, and Simcha is another kind. Soset means a special excitement, and Simcha means the constant happiness of the soul. A chosen, first of all, you have to excite him, chosen and power, and tell him how lucky he is, and show how you're honoring him by coming and being a sameach him as exhilaration. And then the simcha, that he actually had permanent satisfaction, that he was married in the right way, that he was successful in getting a good kala and so on. Koyel chosot nikel kala. And they are koyel, a special for the chosen, and a koyel for the kala. Each one has to have what he needs to hear. Chosen has to hear good news about the kala, and the kala must hear glad tidings about the chosen. Koyel oimrin, and a koyel that will say, Hoydu es Hashem's rock. And to praise Hashem. It means, from all the kalas and the chasaner, there has to be a result of gratitude to our Kodesh Baruch Hu that he created such a system in the world of Zocha and the Kele, Chosin the Kala, and the whole phenomenon of Periolivia, whereby mankind is able to reproduce, and it's a simcha that such a thing exists in the world. Now, that's what he has to do if he comes to the Suda. If he doesn't come to the Suda, so he makes pata from that. But if he comes to the Suda and he partakes of something, he's supposed to do something in return. And that's what he's expected to understand the five kalas. What is his reward? Now this he tells us what he, if he didn't Mesameach the Chosin, he's Eva the five kalas. But he is Mesameach the Chosin. Omer Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Zecher leToyro, Shenita v'chamisha kalas. His reward will be, he will be successful in Toyro. Now that's a big success. That's perhaps one of the greatest forms of success. And therefore, as a reward for chesed. I can understand that gevulas chasodim is a prelude to greatness in Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he become the greatest in Torah? Because vayetze el echo vayar b'siv leso. He was interested in helping his fellow Jews. And therefore, in many cases you find that gevulas chasodim is a prelude to greatness in Torah. So he'll be zeche to the teh, which is given at 5 kilos shirema. Vahi vayom ha-shlishi v'yos ha-beka. That's the beginning of Matan Torah. Vahi kolos, that's plural, that's two. Uvarokim, v'yonon kovid al-ahor. V'kol shefer, that's three. Vahi kol ha-shefer, that's four. V'yolikim yaneh v'kol. So there are 5 different kolos. What that means has to be studied. But that's what he told us. 5 different kinds of kolos were mentioned at Matan Torah. And each one accomplished something. Each one impressed the people with the greatness of the Torah. And therefore, when Matan Torah began, the people were prepared by 5 different preparations. And therefore, a man who is able or willing to be the Sameach Chosin Kala with 5 kalas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the 5 kalas that prepare him for Torah. All this needs a perish, but that's the touch, that's the translation, say. Right, the Gemara, ain't it's not so. There are more than 5 kalas by Matan Torah. Well, see, it's written the whole home royam es ha-kalas. Everyone saw the kalas, so 2 more. And so the Gemara, oh, some kalas, the kedem Matan Torah. It refers to the 5 previous ones. They saw the 5 previous kalas, only describing it. That these kalas, Rashi says, were not merely audible, but they were visible. Sound waves nobody can see. But then people were able to see the sound waves, the waves of sound as they rushed through the atmosphere from above were so powerful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed the people to see it and be impressed not only by hearing but by seeing. So he tells them that these kalas at that time were visible. But he's referring to the previous 5 kalas that were a preparation of the Matan Torah. He said, If a person is Mesameach Hasan Kale, is Kilo Hikriv Toido, like he brought the Korban Toido, an offering of Toido of Thanksgiving. Shenema Meviim Toido Beis Hashem. That follows the previous Psukim, Kol Eimer Hidot Hashem, the Meviim Toido Beis Hashem. Which means, Yirmiyah is saying, what's going to happen? Lost his love. Because he was prophesying the Chum. Yirmiyah was a novi in the time of the Chum. And he's saying once more, they'll be heard in the streets of Yerushalayim, a sound of rejoicing as in the days of old, and there'll be a sound of the proclaiming thanks to Hashem. And so he's telling us that because of being a Sameach, Hosn Kala, even now in Golas, we're going to be Gurveh and make preparations for the time when we'll say thanks to Hashem by restoring us. But that expression of Toido is specifically means a Kol. So there was a remes on the Kol and Toido. Rav Nachman Yisrael Ma, ki lu bono achas mechubes Yerushalayim, to be mesameach Hasan Kalev, is like helping rebuild Yerushalayim. He built one of the ruined buildings of Yerushalayim. Shenema, ki oshi veshvus ha'ores kilo ishena, I'm going to return the captivity of the land as it was before, Omar Hashem. Now, so because of the Mesameach Hasan Kale, this man is helping to restore. Now, even though the Gula didn't come in his days, let's say, in the days of the Amoraim, the Mesameach Hasan Kale, and the Gula still didn't come for a very long time, that itself is a restoration. Because who says the Gula has to be complete? The complete Gula will be eventually. But it's a partial Gula, and when people live properly, and they cause Simcha to Hasan Kale, and the Jewish people live with Benodava Havei, with Gmilus Chasodim, in a certain sense that also is a restoration of our former greatness. That's also a Geula, and that's building up one of the Chumash Yerushalayim. If we'll do more, we'll build up more. The more we build up, the more we're restoring it. Eventually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will restore everything. Say that. Now, all these Ma'amorim are brought not because they are the same Inyan, but because they're said by the same person. Omar Rabbi Chalvay, Omar Rabbi. You should note, when it says Vod Aleph and two apostrophes and a Reish, it doesn't mean Omar Rab Chalvay, but Omar Rabbi Chalvay. Almost all cases, unless the printer was careless, that's what it means. Omar Rabbi, not Omar Rab, which means he was in Eretz Yisrael, because in Bavel, nobody was called Rabbi. But he was a Talmid of Rav Huna. So all these are Ma'amorim that he heard from Rav Huna, and then he came to Eretz Yisrael and said them. So the Omar Rabbi Chalvay, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, Omar Rav Huna was heard in Bavel. And his Rebbe was not Rabbi Huna, it was Rav Huna. He was a Rabbi Huna too, Eretz Yisrael Dika, a later one. But the famous Rav Huna was never called Rabbi because in Bavel he didn't have smicha. And only the people in Israel had smicha. It says, Omar Rabbi Chalvay came to Israel and got smicha. And there he said what he heard from his Rebbe Rav Huna in Bavel. Kolodim sheyesh b'yirashamayim dvorav nishmoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes it so that when a man has yirashamayim, his words have an effect on people. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a man's words to be heard, his words will be heard. And whose words does he want to be heard? Only people who are sincere have yirashamayim. But people are not sincere, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes their words, even beautiful words, but people don't pay attention to that. Shenema, soiv dovor, ha-koyol nishmo, everything is now heard, esolikim yoron. It's a play on words. It means, if you fear Hashem, so your words will be heard. Praeg digimar. Now you started with this pasuk, let's understand some more things about that pasuk. My, what does it mean, yizeh kol ho'odom? This is the entire man. That's what it says after that. Omer ha-balosim. Omer ha-kodish baruch. The entire world was created only to produce Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to produce a Yorei Shamayim. Like he said to Avraham Avinu, Ato Yadati Ki Yorei Elokim Ato. We'll soon see. That's what he means. He's not talking just a from Jew. He means somebody who is very great in his awareness of Hashem. You should know the word Yud Reish Aleph. The Yud is just added letter. It's Reish Aleph, that's a Sheresh. And Reish Aleph is the same as Lo Otisi. And Lo Otisi, the He also is a superfluous letter. A Yud has a prefix, and He has a suffix, are not part of the Sheresh. So to fear Hashem and to see Hashem are the same idea. Means to be aware of Hashem, not merely to be prone, who is aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the world was created to produce an Avraham Avinu, with the Reish mind, for people like him. That's what it means. Gezeh Kol Olam. That's the whole purpose of the universe, to produce such a man. That's the Paris, the fruits of the world. Rabbi Abba Balkanam, he says, Shofol Zeh Keneged Kol Olam Kule. He is just as valuable as all the world. He's saying something else. He said, not that the world is unimportant. The world is also necessary. But the entire world is on one side of the scale, and he's on the other side. The world is important. We need the world too. But the man who has the true Yerushalmaya is just as important as the entire world. Rabbi Shimon Azaymeh, Rabbi Amos Hamasei, Rabbi Shimon Azaymeh, Amen. Kol Olam Kulo Itna Nivu Elov Itzivus Lezeh. Tzivus means company. The entire world is necessary because he can't be alone, this man. He needs a father and a mother, sisters and brothers. He needs a wife. And he needs people who will help him fulfill his social functions. He has to live. So therefore, the world is necessary only as company to him, to help him out. So therefore, everybody has a certain hashiras in the world, but they're all serving him. And therefore, and the world has a tzaddik, for the yirei alekim, then the entire world is justified in his existence, because this man needs the world to help him exist. Say that. Omar Rabbi Chalabai, Omar Avunin. If you know that this fellow man of yours that's coming in the street is somebody who is accustomed to greet you, you should be first to greet him. Don't wait until he greets you. It's a schus to be the first one to greet your fellow man. Shenema, ba'kei sholem, you seek sholem and pursue it. Now, Sholem Aleichem is a form of peace between fellow men. When you greet somebody, it shows that your relationship is cordial. Now, if somebody greets you, and you mumble something, or you don't say anything, just look at him, sometimes don't even look. Really bad manners. So that's done all the time, by the way. All the time. People don't have any chinuch in their heads, even people with big beards many times. And you have to train yourself to be aware of this obligation. You think you're doing your share. You're not. Here's a man greeting you cordially, and you barely notice his presence. You have to go out of your way, not only to notice his presence, you have to greet him first. That's how the tzaddikim used to try to catch the gun on each other. When they were coming one different directions, so each one tried to be the first one. Even from a distance, they shalom aleichem. Who can be the first one to fulfill this Gemara? You have to be cordial to people when you greet them. And by the way, no harm if you have a pleasant face too. It's also, as a Mishnah, having a kabel is called odom is saved upon him yofes. It's a Mishnah. Not less a Mishnah than any other Mishnah. But here he's telling us, you should try to catch the bead on him. Be the first one to shoot out the Sholem Aleichem. Now, Marsha says, why is it only somebody that you know is vocal to give you shalom? Why not just anybody? So he says, because if you meet a man who is a stranger, or you know he's the kind of fellow who never greets you, you'll be Marsha him and Aveira. You'll greet him, he won't answer you. And we'll soon see, if you don't answer somebody who greets you, it's an Aveira. So therefore, don't start up with him. If he's not a fellow who greets you ever, don't start up with him. But a man who greets you, you should be the first one. You gave him a shalom, and you greeted him, and he didn't acknowledge anything, didn't answer. Nikla Gaz is a robber. Because when you give him something, he has to pay back. Doesn't pay back, he's a robber. Shinema, be'altem akem. You have destroyed my vineyard. Yisraelas only bivotehe. The robbery of the poor man is in your house. Rashi said, what does the poor man have to rob? Only his honor. His happiness. He had no money. So he gave you shalom, and you didn't answer him. You robbed this poor man of what's owed to him. At least a little credit he deserves. So therefore, if you say shalom to somebody, he doesn't answer you, he's a robber. Somebody says it to you, you don't answer. Or you don't answer well enough. You just mumble something, you're a robber. Because it's expected you should pay back that shalom. Say that.
This shiur was made available by kolavigdor.com.